Car sales have been declining for a few years now, not just as a result of the recent coronavirus issues. Rob Fraser tells us that now might just be the best time to buy a new car.
In March, new car sales fell by nearly 18% compared to 2019. I've dusted off my old economics degree, done my modelling analysis, and it tells me that by the end of June 2020, new car sales are predicted to be close to 50% down on last year year-to-date. We were already headed for recession, and the lockdown around coronavirus has closed down the economy with increased unemployment and cash flow issues for business. However, now might be the best time to buy that new car. And the reasons are there is an immediate tax write-off of asset purchases up to $150,000, which ends in June this year. Dealers have excess stock and will fall over themselves for the sale. Finance hasn't been this cheap for years, and there will be a supply shortage of cars in the second half of the year. So listeners, if you are in a position to do so, go and buy your new car now. Besides, it's an excuse to leave the house.
Buying a car is a big decision. For many people, the next new car they select will be part of their life for a decade, sometimes even more. So, doing your research first is essential. Check out the hundreds of car reviews available free of charge at Car Review Central before you head out car shopping. Unbiased and completely independent, Car Review Central will let you know the good bits and maybe the not-so-good bits of each new car on the Australian market. You can even easily look through other car and SUV models within the same category to see if maybe there's a better option. Just type in carreviewcentral.com.au.